Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And it's time now for you to join us. If you have not been on with us in the last 60 days for the Harris Challenge, here's your chance to play. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. As always, we need five contestants, each of whom will take on five questions from a category. And each of those questions will be worth valuable points, which, when totaled up, might win you a fabulous prize chosen especially for you.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul, and we have some new prizes added to this week's prize package.
Fantastic.
How about a pair of tickets to Killer Queen? It's a tribute to the music of Queen, and it's Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available right now through MetroTix at or familyarena.com. So we will email your name in, and you will be on the guest list for that. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Or you get a pair of tickets to Monster Jam.
You know, I've had that on some toast with peanut butter. Delicious.
Oh, it is delicious.
Delicious.
It is an action-packed motorsports experience. I've been to these things. They are fun. They
you ever
are a lot
ridden
of fun.
In one of these monster trucks?
No, I haven't.
I got to do that about 30 years ago. Nobody told me bring earplugs.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely
mistake.
Take earplugs.
Yeah.
Gravedigger will be there, El Toro Loco, and many, many others.
This is going to happen at America Center down at the Dome.
Yes, it is, on Saturday, February 4th, and that's a lot of fun. Also, Peroni's Pizzeria will give you a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79, or one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations, Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
All right.
So you get your choice of those prizes, and if you get all the questions right for the full 15-point clean sweep, we throw in a bonus prize, your choice of these.
Yes, we have the clean sweep gift certificate for Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar. That's at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net. Or you might pick a Breezy Buddy fan pillow. It's from a St. Charles-based company. Two quiet fans are built into this pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply or four C-cell batteries, and it's great and perfect for someone suffering from menopause.
Yeah, that's right. You have your hot flashes, you take this thing and cool you off right away.
Yeah, plus we'll throw in a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair.
Very cool.
BreezyBuddy.com.
All right, those are the prizes you're playing for today, and now let's see who's playing for them. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show, and the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm just glad that the our deal in Washington's over.
It's actually not. We have a TV on here. They're still parading. I can't believe it. This thing, you know, they started at noon, I guess, is when the swearing-in happened, so they were already there an hour or two before that, and the parade is still going on down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Well, who's paying for it? We are!
I don't know. I think there are private donors involved in the inauguration. But I'm not sure how that breaks down. In the end, we're all going to pay anyway, Mike. It doesn't matter. So let's turn on a semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like. Led, of course, by our most topical category. There it is. Have you been paying attention? Then category two, inauguration history. That's a multiple choice category. Or you can have other famous showbiz Donalds. Which one would you like?
That one. The last one.
The Donalds, okay. We put 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. You got a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 pointer ahead of you. Get more than half of the points, and you will win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which character did Donald most play on Happy Days?
Oh, Come back to it.
For 1 point each, who were Donald O'Connor's two co-stars in Singing in the Rain?
Debbie Reynolds.
Gene Kelly.
Correct. On which TV show did Donald Glover play Troy Barnes?
Pass.
Who played Hawkeye Pierce in the movie MASH?
Donald Sutherland.
Correct. Which Donald plays Colonel James Rhodes in the Iron Man movies and Marty Khan on the TV series House of Lies?
Oh, never watched that in my life. Go back to the other one.
Which character did Donald most play on Happy Days? I think he was better as Donnie
Most. I see his face, and I can't do nothing with it.
We need that in the character on the TV show where Donald Glover played Troy Barnes. Donnie Most was what?
Ralph Malph.
Ralph Malph is right. Oh, Donald Glover was on Community, and it's Don Cheadle who's on House of Lies and in the Iron Man movies. And so, Mike, you got the two, and you got the four, and unfortunately, that's only 6 points. And as you know, if you don't get at least eight, you don't win, but worse, you get punished.
And
we couldn't think of anything better to use on Inauguration Day for the 45th president than his appearance at the 2006 Emmy Awards with Megan Mullally.
Green Acres is the place to be. Far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I'm an allergic smelling thing. Just adore penthouse. Darling, I love you. Give me Park Avenue.
All right, hold it right there.
Oh, my.
If you had said to somebody that night, that guy's going to be president, everybody would have said, good one. Good one. Mike, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
Thank you very much for playing. And here comes our next contestant. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just wish the sun would come out.
Well, we're going to get some sun and mixture of clouds tomorrow, but it's going to be 65 in the afternoon.
I heard it'll come out tomorrow.
And I'll take that on January 21st. Absolutely. Julie, which category do you want? Have you been paying attention? Inauguration history, or our new third category, you know the name.
You know the name.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the Army intelligence analyst who was convicted of passing thousands of documents to WikiLeaks but had her sentence commuted by President Obama this week?
Oh, pass.
Which major entertainment organization announced it will cease operations this May after 146 years of touring the country?
Barnum and Bailey.
Correct. Three-pointer. For 1 point each, name the three men named this week to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, pass.
Who has reportedly cornered the market on Swiss Miss hot chocolate in prison, where he's serving a 150-year prison sentence for his $65 billion Ponzi scheme?
Bernie Madoff?
Correct. Which Mexican drug kingpin was extradited to the U.S. and appeared in a federal courthouse in Brooklyn today?
Chapo?
That's correct. Back to the Army intelligence analyst who had her sentence commuted by President Obama this week. Her name is Chelsea Manning. The three Baseball Hall of Famers are Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Yvonne Rodriguez. You got Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. You got Bernie Madoff. You got Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. And so you got yourself 11 points. Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes. By the way, I love this Bernie Madoff story. In prison, he's buying up all the Swiss Miss hot chocolate packets in the commissary, then selling them at a higher price out in the prison yard.
Still can't give it up.
Can't? You know, once you got that mentality, I guess it just stays with you. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Jim.
How's it going?
Good. You want to plug something?
Just want to say hi to my girlfriend, Brenda, and go Pack Go this weekend.
Okay. Going to have a tough time at it in Atlanta.
It should be a great game.
Did you hear what the over-under for that game is?
No.
I heard something like around 60 or something.
61.
Wow.
So you gotta look for like a 35-30 score.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Inauguration history, or the new third category, multiple choice week. So you actually have two multiple choice categories here. That one and inauguration history, or have you been paying attention?
I'll go with have you been paying attention.
All right, Jim, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which American city yesterday marked 1,000 consecutive days without clean drinking water?
Flint.
Correct. Scientists say that in 2016, Earth broke the record for the hottest temperature on record. What year held the record before that?
2015.
Correct. What was Eugene Cernan, who died this week at 82, the last human being to do?
Pass.
According to the TSA, what did people try to bring on planes in their carry-on 3,391 times last year?
I'll go with a gun.
Correct. In what country did an earthquake cause an avalanche yesterday that killed some people in a mountain hotel?
Did you say what country?
Yes.
Italy.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. For the clean sweep now, what was Eugene Cernan, who died this week at 82, the last human being to do?
Last human being to do.
He was the last of the Apollo astronauts to walk on the moon.
I heard about that. I couldn't remember his name.
Part of the Apollo 17 crew in 1972. It is shocking to me that we are now 45 years later and still have never gone back to the lunar surface. By the way, 3,391 times last year, people tried to bring guns on board planes. That's 30% more than 2015. Here's the scary thing. 83% of those were loaded. Who is not thinking before going to the airport that you might want to put that in your check baggage? I don't get it.
3,000 and some odd people.
Very good.
Well, you know what? Not necessarily. It could be the same guy. Jenkins, get out of the line! Jim, you got yourself 12 points for the win. Nicely done.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. I'll bring in our fourth contestant now. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. Hi, are you there? Testing, 1, 2. Last chance.
Hello?
Hello, Karen.
Yes?
Okay, you want to plug something? You got 5 seconds.
Caregivers and Health Services.
Okay. We have two categories left, Karen. You choose the one you want. Inauguration history or multiple choice week?
Inauguration?
Okay.
Not that one. What's the other one?
Multiple choice week.
Okay, multiple choice.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Karen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Barack Obama promised to close the prison at Guantanamo during his presidency, but that didn't happen. So how many prisoners are still at Guantanamo today? 45, 145, or 1,045?
1,045?
No, just 45. Which singer was not paid millions to sing at a 19-year-old's wedding in London last weekend? Mariah Carey, Elton John, or Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga?
Correct. Which Fleetwood Mac singer will not be part of a new album the other members of the band are working on? Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, or Lindsey Buckingham?
Stevie Nicks.
Correct. Which sitcom that went off the air over a decade ago is NBC bringing back for 10 new episodes this fall? Will and Grace, Frasier, or My Name is Earl?
Will and Grace.
Correct. Which member of the Pittsburgh Steelers got in trouble for live streaming video from the locker room last Sunday? Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, or Le'Veon Bell? It was Antonio Brown.
Oh, I was going to guess wrong.
Mariah Carey and Elton John got $4.2 million for playing at Irene Kogan's 9-hour wedding reception, paid for by her Russian billionaire grandfather, Valerie Kogan. Stevie Nicks is not part of that group that's going to be there. And, yes, Will and Grace is getting back together. So you got Will and Grace for 4, Stevie Nicks for 3, and Lady Gaga for 2, a total of 9, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay! Hang on, and Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I'll bring in our final contestant now. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
I'll do that later tonight.
All right.
I said that last time when I called in.
Yeah, I saw, and I guessed you were a plumber. Steve, your category is inauguration history. The multiple choice category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president gave the shortest inaugural address ever at just 135 words? William McKinley, Andrew Johnson, or George Washington?
Hello, you're breaking up on me. I can't hear you.
Okay, stop the music. Are you there, Steve? You got a good connection now?
I'm here now.
Okay.
I don't know what I didn't hear you.
Okay. I'll repeat the question. Which president gave the shortest inaugural address at just 135 words? William McKinley, Andrew Johnson, or George Washington?
How about George Washington?
That's correct. Whose inauguration was the first to be streamed live on the internet? Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, or Donald Trump?
Obama.
No, it was Bill Clinton. Who was the last president sworn in on a Super Bowl Sunday? Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, or George H.W. Bush?
I'm too young to remember Jimmy Carter, and I wouldn't know anyway, so I'll say Jimmy Carter.
It was Ronald Reagan. Whose inauguration was the first to be televised? FDR, Truman, or Eisenhower?
Truman?
Correct. Who was the first president to ride to the inaugural in an automobile? Harding, Wilson, or FDR? Well, the time ran out on you there. It was Warren G. Harding. Bill Clinton's second inaugural was the first to be streamed live on the internet, and Ronald Reagan was the last president sworn in on a Super Bowl Sunday. So, Steve, you got yourself the one-pointer and the four-pointer, and that's only a total of 5 points. So we have to punish you with the 45th president and the non-first lady.
The chores.
Fish bones.
Fresh air.
Trump Tower.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
We are there. We are there.
I almost introduced her as Megan Melania. Steve, I'm glad you played, but I can't give you any prizes. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Paul.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it no matter who's president every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. You can catch up with past Harris Challenges in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.